Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Mark your calendars for September 5th and 6th because Regina Auxiliary is going to be holding their annual fall sale, their garage sale, and it is also a bake sale, and we can't wait to learn more from members Renee Souza and Carmen DeHammer. And I'm very excited to hear all about the details of this sale. Mm-hmm. Ladies, before we went on the air, you were saying that this sale has been going on 50 plus years.
Yes.
What the heck?
Very long time.
Yeah, very long time. Well, that's awesome. So I want to learn more about you, both of you, please. And I want to know how you have been involved in this auxiliary and really what got you interested. Carmen, tell us about you, please.
Yeah, after retiring from working at Smead Manufacturing for 23 years, I just decided that I need to find something to give back to the community. So a friend asked me to join the auxiliary. I didn't know anything about it, and I've been doing that, enjoying it. Now I'm starting to help with the memory care for the special events at the Benedictine. And I tell you, that is just the nicest thing to do.
Well, isn't that awesome? And I like how you said you really didn't know about the Regina Auxiliary, because I agree with you. I think that there are so many things behind the scenes that the Auxiliary has done over the years that people would be so surprised about.
Even for us, when they ask us, what do you guys do? We have to stop and think, because there's so many things.
Right.
Besides the major donations that we make to either the hospital or the nursing home or the, you know, whichever is in need. But it's just a very rewarding thing.
Well, I'm happy for you. Congratulations on your retirement, and I'm happy that you found something that's so fulfilling. When you said you also are doing some volunteering, is that also part of the mission of the auxiliary?
Yes. If they need help with the special events, they just send a list of how many members they would need. And then once we get there, it's either helping with food or with the patients, you know, to take them around, or just have a one-on-one with them. They're just so thankful. Last week, they had a car show, and I was a little intimidated. I had never really been in charge of a couple of people from that. I didn't know what to expect. But at the end, oh my gosh, they didn't want me to go.
Oh.
It's like, are you staying with me today?
Yeah.
I said, no, honey, I'll come back to visit you. But they had a live band, hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream. They were dancing. The ones that were in wheelchairs, they would just reach out to you. So you held their hands and danced with them.
Oh.
So now they're going to have September 11th. They're having a state fair. And I'm already signed up. So
I love it. Well, that is great. So you really have jumped in with both feet.
It's just such a good thing. I'm busy, but it's okay. I enjoy it.
Renee, tell us about you. How long have you been involved in the auxiliary?
Well, I had moved away from Hastings. I'm a Hastingsite from the get-go, and I took advantage of all the hospital had to offer as a child, from breaking my arms to asthma to everything I could possibly do. And so I really understood the auxiliary from a very young age.
Did you really?
I knew the pink cart that when that came around the hospital with the books. Yeah, I knew it all. And I moved back to Hastings. They call us boomerangs. And I moved back about 3 years, and I barely got my feet on the ground before all the auxiliarians came to me and said, it's your turn. It's time for you to sign up. And so my mom had been a very long-term auxiliary, and her bestie also. And so I said, okay, I'll get involved. And the opportunity came up for the garage sale pretty quick. So I got involved in that. And then I started looking at the gift store. And I'd been in retail for 35 years out in California. So it seemed like a natural progression. But the really unique part that I saw was that the volunteering opportunities were very community-based. And I work down at the family services. I do a lot of different volunteering. But here was blood draws. When you look at the Benedictine opportunity just alone, and you see that the staff is always stretched, and then you say, I want my mom to attend events. Who's going to push those wheelchairs to every event? Mm-hmm. Who is going to help those folks at bingo? I mean, you can't ask nursing staff to do that. And frankly, we're all going to be there someday, you know? So you're kind of looking at your future. Who's going to help these people get down to the community rooms?
They just want to hold your hand or to get a hug.
Right.
I mean, it's just,
Right.
It really touches you.
We all grew up with Haven Homes. We all grew up in all these organizations, you know, around. Now it's time for us to give back. And so I'm seeing the opportunity, and now I get to see it on the inside. And I love the fact that they're so active and that they have so many opportunities. We all have to kind of step in a couple times a month and do this. So I'm just thrilled to be able to have the ability and the time.
Well, you certainly knew a lot about it if your mom was involved for all those years.
Over 50 years. I mean, I grew up with all the little ornaments in my house on the kitchen table for months before the events in the bazaar. So, you know, I'm used to it. But it's fun. It's really fun being, you know, part of it now.
Well, it's awesome that you two are a part of it. So you are really wanting to chat more, I know, today about the upcoming garage sale. And again, it's going to be on September 5th and 6th.
Correct.
And this is something that you have moved the location recently, and it was a success, so you're going to have it back again. Who wants to talk about that?
Yeah, we had had it at the hospital, and while that was a wonderful location, the parking and et cetera was a little bit restrictive. So Resurrection Church United Methodist came to our rescue, and this is the third year, and we're getting better and better year over year. This year, I think we're really going to look fantastic. And they permit us to come in, just take the auditorium apart for 4 days prior, and then for 10 hours we go crazy. And we ask people to get there early, shop hard, and look for those treasures. And then on Saturday is our donation day. We're come in with a box, with a bag, $5, take as much as you want. And then we go to the donation centers and we give them the opportunity. And it's just an absolute salvation having that organization open up their doors to us. And on Wednesday, we open up our doors and say, if you want to donate to us, we will take donations in.
So that would be Wednesday, September 3rd.
Correct. Yes.
Well, tell us how...
Three to eight.
3 to 8. And what does that look like? I mean, how many boxes can people bring? What are you looking for in particular?
Well, we would like to see... We don't take any clothing.
Okay.
No shoes.
Okay.
Pieces of furniture.
Yes.
We don't have the space for anything
like that. Sure,
sure. We want nice, clean things that you would want to buy, not... You know, not broken or...
Household things, then? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we like kitchen things or knickknacks, vintage jewelry, purses. It's just books.
Decor, holiday.
Yeah, we have a big section of Christmas and all the holidays.
So that is on Wednesday, the 3rd from...
They could still bring some part of the day on Thursday morning.
Oh, okay.
We will be working at that point.
Okay.
You know, opening and...
And so people can bring it in and then you will look through it.
Drive through.
Okay.
Drop off.
Yep. Oh.
We'll take it in and then we sort through.
Okay. Boy, you guys are going to be busy.
It's a very busy time. Because Thursday is dedicated mainly to price.
Oh, sure.
Doing all the pricing after we
and
sort.
And I'm sorry, how do you figure out pricing? What the heck?
That is always.
Well, I'm asking.
Yeah, it's challenging. Well, we do actually, after 3 years, we've got it down pretty well. We also look at, like I said, many of us do actually volunteer down at the thrift store.
And my husband and I do antiques. That's our retired
hobby. Okay.
So
you're good at that, too.
We're good at that and a different point of view, but we can spot if something is mismarked.
Oh. You know.
And we are very flexible.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom line is that every single dollar we make is a dollar for the hospital. So it's really important that we do right by getting the money in and getting it over to the Benedictine Living.
And when you say it's for the hospital, let's talk about some of the things that you have purchased behind the scenes.
Oh, I love that question.
So go ahead and be braggy.
One of their favorite things is a swing. It's like a bench on each side.
Adaptive.
And it moves back and forth. It is in the memory care unit.
Mm.
And it's on the second floor. It's outside on the terrace. And they have a waiting line because they all love to go and sit in there.
It permits wheelchairs. So if you think about it, when you're in a wheelchair, you can't go on a swing anymore.
Mm-mm.
So you let two wheelchairs at a time go on.
There are four people that can be in there, and it's very safe. And
that's $7,000.
Wow.
We also have breast diagnostic, and software for mammograms and exams that we purchased that the hospital didn't have in their budget. So it goes from residence requests to actual exam equipment. We also do things like a clothing for ER patients.
Yes.
You know, that's one that I think is very clever, and it's so kind, because when people come into the ER, a lot of times their clothing is either
soiled,
ripped off, cut off.
Right.
They have to have something to go home with. So
it's so sweet. Mm-hmm.
And we go all the way to scholarships for high school students.
You've been doing that a long time as well.
Exactly. And senior living gardens in the Benedictine senior living community. We maintain those. We have funds for those and for the birdseed.
Forget the birds.
Oh, dear Lord, don't forget the birdhouses.
Yes.
That the members are walking around with their pails filling up their birdseed.
Oh, yes.
Seed.
And
yes.
Do not leave those birdseeds empty for
And they
sake.
Wanted a fountain. And one of the members got asked daily. Daily, when are you going to buy that fountain? So finally, we came up with the money and they bought that big fountain.
Yep.
He's in charge, a gentleman that was.
So these are wonderful things that behind the scenes just make the whole campus more beautiful,
yes.
More inviting,
right.
Better for people. And it's money spent that you wouldn't necessarily be able to get that in your regular funding
right.
at the hospital.
Right.
So this is just great. So again, this is the 50-something fall sale. It's a garage sale and it's going to be a bake sale. It's going to go on Friday the 5th and Saturday the 6th of September. And it's at Resurrection United Methodist Church in Hastings, which is right on 15th Street. Doors are going to open at 8. Perfect.
And we're going late this year. We're going to 7 p.m. or 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. because we want to make sure that people get off work can come in.
So again, if people are interested in dropping off some of their own treasures, they can do that on Wednesday.
Yep.
Do we need to call ahead?
No.
They'll see the line of cars going through.
And we'll have signs out.
Okay. Well, I think that's awesome. So this is really going to be very, very special. Tell us more, though, about the bake sale. What can we expect there?
Oh, boy.
It goes fast.
There's a waiting.
Yeah.
And they have requested to have it 2 days, but we only have it on Friday.
Oh, it's only Friday.
It's only Friday.
Okay.
And we sell every bit of it. From mealy loaf breads to cinnamon rolls. But everything is homemade.
Don't you love that?
It is.
Yes.
I really do.
I'm doing my baking next week.
Oh.
That way I have it ready.
Right.
I even have this mini loaf pans that I have bought. I bought
the
3 years ago.
The breads, the pies, the cookies,
cinnamon rolls.
All the traditionals.
Candy. Some ladies
we tried to do some savory last year, and people were like, no, I'm not having it.
They didn't want it.
No, they want their sweets.
There you go.
One lady put a big garden.
All the traditions.
And she went and brought cherry tomatoes, peppers, and put them in baskets, and people were buying that, too.
Oh, well, how wonderful. Yeah. So it's going to be almost like a farmer's market, too.
A little bit.
Well, that is so cool. And then I know every once in a while you have handcrafted items. Will you tell us about those, please?
Yes, there's quite a few, and this is becoming really popular again, the embroidered hand towels. And they're getting... The ones that we have right now are just to die for because they're succulents. And they're really high end. So you've got not just little cactuses, but I mean like little hen and chick succulents in their little vases. I mean, they're very high end. And I'm putting some of those out on Etsy. And we're selling a lot of things online. So we're putting things online. We're putting things, that we think are, they're very curated. And we're putting them in next to the jewelry, next to the purses. And that's some of the hand towels. And then we also have some crocheted items. Like there were darling little crocheted wine glass stem holders. So you put them on the base of your wine glass so it catches the sweat. And then they're also colored and people know whose glass is whose.
Oh, I love it.
Darling. Absolutely,
yeah,
darling.
What a great idea.
And they were actually getting sold in the stores, and they sold out like that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's talk about your stores. You have two gift shops, right?
We do, yes. Country store and the gift shop.
Okay, and I got to tell you, you have very, very cool stuff
don't
there.
Don't we, Jess?
You do. Yeah. You do. I so enjoy, snooping in there when I get a chance.
Oh, yeah.
So you said now you are kind of intermingling some of that.
We are. Tell us more. Well, we had such beautiful pieces that came in for the sale last year that we didn't want to just box them up to put away for the next year. So we decided to put them in the store. And lo and behold, they intermingled with the other jewelry and sold like hotcakes. So we decided to do the same with the sale. And so we've just started kind of intermingling, and we think we may actually set up a corner for the garage sale in the store. And it's just become a kind of a mix and match because some of these pieces are so designer. So we're going to do that again this year.
And also you said you have an online presence now?
We do. And we're selling some of our store pieces online through Facebook, through Marketplace.
Okay.
And that's really going well. People love Marketplace. So why not?
And is that through Regina? What would we search?
Yeah, through the Regina Facebook site.
Okay, well, that is awesome. So as we are looking ahead to some of the other things there, you're going to have some beautiful new art. You said every year you'd like to do something new.
This year, I work with Shelley Kranz at Smead for many years. And I know she has done a lot of beautiful art. A lot of the originals are at the courthouse. And she had a lot of them, prints, so we got them. So we've been busy framing and beautiful wildlife, the spiral bridge, there's a John Deere tractor. They're all ink or watercolors. Shelley went to the University of Minnesota and got her master's degree in art. And then she taught there for a few years. Then came to work at Smead, and she was the in-house artist. That was before graphic designers existed. Mm. So we're very thankful to get that. They're just all different sizes.
Oh, that will be very fun for us to look at.
And the same thing, if we don't sell them, there's something that we can sell at the store.
Right.
So are you in need of volunteers, or are you always looking for new members of the auxiliary?
New members,
That's another question we just love because, you know, we're not looking for superheroes. We're just looking for regular folks, you know, and just do it. Just try it. Just come and, I mean, just look at us. We're having an absolute ball, and, you know, you'll see a bunch of ladies having a good time trying on hats and looking like...
Wearing our pink little vests.
We're little pink vests. You know,
we get them out once a year.
Yeah, we get them out, dust them off, with little angel wings on them. You know, all we're looking for is people who smile a lot and have big hearts.
And how would we go about getting a hold of you, please?
Kathy Horsch is our contact for people who are interested in becoming a member. And Kathy is at 651-437-4541. And of course, at the garage sale, we'll have applications and more information about the auxiliary.
I know it's just going to be a great time. So Thank you so much for coming in today. The Regina Auxiliary Garage Sale and Bake Sale is going to be on Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th. You do not want to miss it. It's actually going to be at Resurrection United Methodist Church on 15th Street in Hastings. And if you do want to sign up, volunteer, or learn more, give Kathy Horsch a call at 651-437-4545. And we want to thank our guests today, Carmen DeHammer and Renee Souza. And you have been listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.